Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time of the day it is. I hope that you're having a great day. It's your girl Katrina, single mom with depression, hashtag SMWD podcast, coming to you guys today with a brand new episode. I really hope this message reaches all my listeners. I hope that you're doing really well. I really appreciate you guys. I can't express how much I appreciate you all, but I'm sure you have a clue since I tell you that every time. I just thank you for spending some time with me, taking a moment out of your day listening to me. I really, truly appreciate it. And if there was a way that I could repay you all individually, I most definitely would, because you really are appreciated. Because not only do I not feel alone, but I hope that you don't feel alone in whatever you're going through. I hope that my stories are a motivation to you, or just let you know that things do get better over time, because that's truly what life is about. You know, and speaking of that, it's a couple of things that I wanted to talk about today. I guess I've been trying to make this episode all day, but honestly, I was trying to, I guess, tiptoe around what was really on my heart, and it just wasn't feeling authentic to me. So, you know, if it's not feeling good to me, I'm just not going to post it. But here we go. So, you guys, you know, last episode, I was speaking about, you know, stepping stones, the job that I didn't get, but I accepted a different one. Well, good news. They actually offered me the job that I originally wanted, and it came with a pay raise. So, I'm thankful I accepted it. I appreciate American Express for giving me the opportunity. I am happy about that situation, that everything actually worked out in my favor. You know, I took that experience as either I could have did one of two things. Either I could have let that rejection affect me in a negative way, or I could have just kept grinding and accepted what, you know, was available to me. And thankfully, I kept grinding, kept my head down, was excited about the other position, but I'm even more excited about this position. So I'm super happy that everything worked out. Now, enough with that. Down to the nitty gritty, you know, I got something to share with you guys. And today I just found myself not crying, but just on the verge of tears, stressed out, because it's just like, man, everything right now is so expensive. And it's so crazy because I'm in a position to where I'm making the most money that I've ever made in my life. I have a consistent job, something that I can call a career, really, at this point, because I'm loving it here. I'm learning things. I'm moving up in the business. I think that's a career, but it just feels like I'm still not making enough, that I'm not doing enough, that I'm not enough. And it's a really, really hard thing for me, because my whole life, I've dealt with not being enough. And when it comes down to, you know, my kids and my household, I always want to be able to maintain them a comfortable life. And I feel like I've been doing that. This year has been going great so far. But it's becoming a struggle right now. You guys know the gas prices. You know the food costs. You know these utilities. Like, everything is going up, but these paychecks are staying the same. Like, it's so stressful. I don't have anyone to call on. I feel guilty for calling on people at this point in time, because everybody is struggling. Everyone has their own struggles. Everyone is trying to adjust to this failing economy. You know, everyone is stressed about that. And I feel bad asking for any type of help. Like, I can't even get food stamps at this point. And I'm having to pay for groceries out of pocket. And it's eating away at my savings. Like, my savings is gone. Because of the increase on gas, because the increase on groceries, the kids are out for the summer, so they need extra food in the house. Like, what savings at this point? And it just has me thinking, you know, like, and I hate to for everything in my life to come back to this, because I feel like this is happening too many times again, and truly it's about to make me start isolating myself, like, to the max, because I'm just really tired of it. I'm tired of thinking this way. And I don't know how to change my frame of mind when it comes to this situation, because it's truly like taking a toll on my mental health. and how I feel about myself. But I just felt like, you know, if I had a partner, that things would be so much easier for me and that person, of course. But it would just be so much easier if I just had one person that I could depend on. One person where we could come together and solve these problems together. You know, and it's just so hard. Like, I hate to be just on here complaining about stuff, because that's not the type of person that I am. And I found myself complaining all week this week. And it's just not a good feeling, because once I get to complaining and those negative thoughts start to dwell inside of me, then it's just a downward spiral from there, and I really don't want to go to that place. You know, it's just being a single mother is not something that any of us ask for, or being a single parent is not something that any of us ask for. I'm sure we would all want to give our kids a two-parent household. Sometimes we have to make those difficult choices to do things alone. And it's okay. I mean, it happens. It's hundreds of thousands, probably millions of people out here raising kids on their own. So I don't want to make it seem like it's a struggle for us all, because it's not. You know, honestly, I have been able to maintain things better than I've ever had, even with a partner or a relationship. I'm not gonna say he was a partner, but with a relationship, you know, like, it's really frustrating, because it's like, why am I making so much money and I can't get any help? Why am I making so much money and I'm still struggling? It's like you take 5 steps forward and 6 steps back, because you can't get any government assistance because you make too much. You can't, you know, ask other people for help because everybody is struggling. So it's like my back is against the wall and I truly don't know what to do in this situation. Yeah, I could pick up a side hustle. I've been working some overtime hours. That overtime I can't do too much overtime. You know, I'm trying my best to do everything in my power to maintain what I have, and it's just not enough. You know, I want to get my kids in a better school. I want to move out of this neighborhood. I mean, they stole our dog a couple of weeks ago. Then they stole my daughter's bike a couple of weeks ago. You know, like, I don't want to be here. I'm tired of this house. I'm just tired of everything at this point. And it's really, really, really taking a toll on me, because I don't want to be the type of person that seems ungrateful, because I'm truly thankful for this life that I'm living right now. Because 2 years ago, it was the worst. You know, I was going through so many changes and so many difficulties and barely making it. Like, it was truly the worst. But now I'm living a better, fulfilled life, but I still can't get ahead. And I don't know what's worse. You know, being in the struggle and knowing you're in the struggle, or like, having more but still struggling. Like, how can I get out of this situation without a partner? You know, the economy is not getting any better. So I truly don't know what to do. And it's frustrating me. I'm just like, man, I feel defeated, honestly. I feel like I can't win for losing. I can't watch the news. My mental health is just like, don't you turn on the news, because something is going to trigger you and make you more depressed. You know, I get on Facebook and I try to laugh and, you know, not think about how life is really doing me right now. But it's hard. Like, who do the strong people call on? Who do the independent people call on? Everybody's like, oh, you're so independent and I'm so... Look, being independent is really overrated. Because when you mess up or when things mess up, because most of this is out of my control, you know. When things mess up, who do I have to call on if I'm the strong one? If everybody is looking to me for help, who do I run to when I need help? You know, I don't want to burden other people. I don't want to be the type of person that be like, oh, Katrina calling, let me, you know, not answer that call. Or Katrina calling, what does she want this time? You know, I'm not trying to be that type of person. I got other personal things going on in my life. My stepdad got sick. You know, my grandma was in the hospital. It's a lot. It's a lot to deal with these past 2 weeks, almost 3 weeks. It's been a lot to deal with lately. And I've been trying my best to keep my head above water. And that's probably why I wasn't able to make those other episodes that I tried to record, because I really wasn't being true to myself. I was just going to talk about some random stuff just to make an episode, but it wasn't working out. But this is what's truly been on my mind lately. And I'm not giving up, you guys. So don't ever worry about that. But I am at a place where I'm just trying to reevaluate some things and see where can I improve. Sometimes we have to reflect. You know, like I said, a lot of things are out of our power right now. We can't do anything about the gas prices. We can't do anything about the grocery prices. We can't do anything about the utilities going up. They charging you a few cents here and there. Those few cents add up to a few dollars, you know. We can't do anything about that. So I'm trying to figure out what can I do to improve my situation. And honestly, I don't know right now. I don't have the answer. I mean, I could talk to my kids and we can, you know, try to figure out how to make groceries stretch a little more. You know, I might have to cook big batches of food and then we eat leftovers a couple times a week. Or we might have to go the noodle route and burrito route, you know, for a couple weeks or whatever. Like, we all would have to make sacrifices. And thankfully, I do have open communication with my kids to where I can just let them know what's going on. And they will accommodate. They will, you know, be understanding of what I'm going through because they know it's just me doing everything that I can to provide. And it truly hurts my feelings most of all because I am the sole provider for my household, that when I'm unable to do for my kids, you know, even if it's a simple thing, like, can you give me some apples or whatever my kids may ask for, ice cream to apples, it don't matter. When I have to tell them, no, I can't get it this time, they have to wait until I get paid, it's like that hurts me. I've had to use all of my savings so far. Like, it's just crazy to me. But I just have to take it one day at a time. That's truly all that I can do right now. Because if I'm thinking about next week or this next bill or this next whatever, I'm going to stress myself out. I'm not going to be in the moment. And I just need to continue to focus on this moment. Because I'm not the only one. And that's what I just have to keep telling myself. Is that I'm not the only one that's fearing the future, because that's what it truly is. I'm so afraid of what the future is going to hold that it's just like, man, what's really the point? Whether you're making $10 an hour or $20 an hour, it's a struggle for us all. More power to everybody that's trying their best to keep it together. Yeah, I'm over here in tears because I'm frustrated. But more power to us for doing our best to keep it together. I know that you're tired because I'm tired. I know that you're weary because I'm weary. But more power to us so that we can keep pushing, keep striving to be better parents, better people. You know, I know you hate the job, but thank you for going and providing for your kids and your family and yourself. Thank you for providing a service to us, to the consumers, you know? Like, I work in travel, and I see people who swipe their cards and spend $20,000 at the drop of a dime. And here I am struggling with my last $20. Like, it's just crazy. It's crazy. But all I can do is just keep pushing, keep being true to myself, and keep working on me. I can't control everything that's going on around me, but the things that I can control, you know that I'm going to control it. And that's why I'm so picky as well. That's why I just can't have anybody in my life, because I know what I've been through. I know the struggles that I've been through and the things that I've overcome. So I'd be damned if I'm going to let anybody bring me down to a low point, to a point to where I feel like I'm not enough. Because I can do that on my own. You know, I can do bad all by myself. So I truly hope that you don't give up. I know giving up is easy. It would be really easy to give up. I mean, I was joking with the kids, like, we can go live in a van, you know, like, we don't have to have this house. We could just live in a van. They was not going for that, by the way. But, you know, like, it would be easy to give up, to pack up, to just say, forget it all. You know, if we get put out, we get put out. Whatever. It would be easy to do that. But it wouldn't be fulfilling. It wouldn't be satisfying. It wouldn't make me happy. Being able to provide for my kids is what truly makes me happy. And whatever I gotta do, you know, I've been working overtime for a few weeks now. You know, whatever I have to do, that's just what I have to do. And I just pray that things get easier. I just pray that someone comes in my life and wants me and my kids. And we can make it happen together. You know, that's what I continuously pray. Well, honestly, I haven't even prayed for it in a while because I haven't been worried about it. But times like this, it's like, man, you really do need somebody sometimes. And it's not even about financial help. It's just about that mental release sometimes, that companionship. Just someone who can be there as you cry. Someone who can be there when you're up, you know. Someone who can give you praises and comfort and all that good stuff. Like, that's what I miss as well. Like, man, it'll be different if I had someone to talk to. But that's what I get for being strong, you know. That's what I get for being independent. That's what I'm saying. This independent stuff is overrated. But honestly, I wouldn't have it any other way. That way I know for sure when my time comes, it's truly going to be for me. And I thank you guys for listening to my little rant today. I know I'm a mess. I'm crying. I'm emotional. But it's okay. It's just one of those days, one of those weeks, one of those few weeks, actually. But it's all right. Things will get better. You know, I'm just thankful for the people that I do have in my life. And I really appreciate them, from my best friends to my mom to my grandma, everybody. You guys, can't forget you guys at all. Thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate your presence. Thank you for listening to me. I really appreciate it. You guys are amazing. And if you need me, feel free to reach out to me. You know, I have an open text message policy. You can reach out to me at singlemomwithdepression1@gmail.com. And you spell that out. Not the one, it's just the number one, though. Or you can follow me on Instagram. It's your girl, Katrina, ItzyaGrlKatrina, on IG. And if you have my personal Facebook page, feel free to hit me up. I'm always available to you guys. I would never, never turn anyone away. If you need to talk, I would rather you talk and vent and get it off your chest than do something that you'll regret down in the future. And if you guys need it, the Suicide Awareness Lifeline number is 1-800-273-8255. They are always there to help, always there to listen. And until next time, my listeners, I love you guys. Peace.